Hi, can you get me my water in my bag?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're small today.
But we're strong.
But we're strong. We can still have powerful worship and we can give glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So we're going to come into his gates with thanksgiving today. Hallelujah. If I'm on, we have to be on.
Thank you.
and the parsha reading today about coming if you are thirsty about water. And I was looking at the song, "The River is Here," and I was just thinking, yes, so we need water, but the water is already here.
I just want to say one thing. I was thinking this morning, continuing from the prayer meeting that we had in the past week, somebody prayed something really great that made me think about this morning, that God is always near, and we just need to be near to God. And I really think that's what Netani was saying when she said that the river is here. God is here. God is near to us always. And Scripture promises that, and we just need to be near to Him and to draw near, as it says.
Thank you. Jeremiah 10:11. Thus shall you say to them, the gods who did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like these is he who is the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Thank you. chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
This is by way of a testimony. This is actually quite a significant thing, at least for me. And not all of you even know about it, but some of you know some. A year ago, May 18th, I had a collision with another vehicle. And I was ticketed. I challenged the ticket. And I was the only one that night. It was a long night in traffic court. And I was, well, there was one guy who had a lawyer, and he also got off. We were the only two. But the verse that came to me at the time, and I read and I told you about it, was the verse from Titus 3, chapter 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. We were also sued. We've been sued for the past year, although not all of you have known that. We received a letter this week, yesterday actually, and it said, all claims against us are removed for all time. And all time has such a sense about it in terms of this verse. It has been recurrent. I mean, I should say I felt a fair amount of peace about it. And I felt especially peace about it that night when I wasn't charged as guilty in traffic court, when all those people had been. But this is a very significant thing to me. And to some degree, there has been like this cloud hanging on me, because I know it's it was coming. There was a trial date that was proposed. There were all these things, but it is all gone. It is all gone now. I'm sorry Peter and Deb aren't here to hear this, because they certainly were aware of the situation. But anyway, the person was not harmed, and we did not countersue. Not that you need to know all those details. I mean, they weren't harmed permanently. They did get a small injury. But anyway, I just want to thank the Lord for his deliverance in this, because this is really a big deal. No one in my family has ever been sued. I've never been sued. It's huge, huge, huge to me.
Hallelujah. Anyway.
And a thank you to my lawyer. It was the insurance company's lawyer, but a thank you to him.